The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyants, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Today, this production is courtesy of Rebecca Fearing. Her audio tapes are insane. She can call the afterlife and get information from the dead. Today we are talking with Mark Gergis, who was the defense attorney on the Scott Peterson case in 2002. He is a podcaster at the Corolla Digital Studios. His show's called Reasonable Doubt with Adam Carolla, one of the most popular podcasts in the universe, if I might say. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Very good. We like to say best hour in the universe, especially when your husband Drew was on.
Oh, absolutely. How were the ratings? Were they better?
Much better.
All right. Well, you need a threesome soon.
Exactly.
And I'm here with Rebecca Fearing, who Mark has met before. He's met her in my pool house once, probably what brought all the ghosts out there on Drew's 40th birthday.
Right.
And
So we're going back 20 years, Rebecca.
I know. That was a long time ago.
Yes, me too. And then also I have Sloan Bella, who is an astrologist / psychic medium, who we just recently brought on board at Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. And she will be on our cast of clairvoyance soon when I can get my act together and talk to my web guy. Anyway, so this particular episode has been in development for a couple of months because I had the opportunity to spend some time with Rebecca in New York City, and she showed me this amazing audio that she was able to get on her phone. And what she does is she calls her other cell phone from her phone, and she can basically call heaven or something. So she showed me how she does it, and I was quite astounded. She's been telling me for years that she could do this, but I never ever can hear the audio. In this particular,
so she'll get one phone,
and
she'll call for my other one's charging.
Yes.
She'll call this.
Yeah.
And somewhere in between, heaven is there.
Yes. So Rebecca can explain that. I never hear what she's talking about because she's also psychic and she hears things that I don't hear. But this particular time, there were some really chilling voices, and I didn't understand what it was. And she said, "You know, listen, I got to talk to Mark Gergis. He's got to hear this." So I sent it to you, Mark, after I kind of beefed it up so that you could hear it.
Right.
And you went,
"It's kind of weird.
It doesn't make sense to me at all." Right. So I've been thinking about, I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, and she's like, "No, this is really big stuff. This means something. I don't think Scott did it." And I said, "I don't think Mark thinks Scott did it either." And you said, "True. Absolutely did not." Not until yesterday or the day before, Drew and I watched the sort of more updated version of what's going on in Scott Peterson case. And I'm not going to give you the spoiler yet, but I'm going to let it evolve and let everybody else hear it first. So anyways, Rebecca, I want you to describe to Mark how you do this.
Okay. First of all, I've been getting unusual phone calls since the 1980s, even on my landline when we didn't have cell phones. So it is not that unusual for me. But what happened was I had a great tragedy in my life, and my loved one called me 3 days after she passed. And from there on, I was told how to call back. I was already doing it. She knew I could do that, but not at the level I can now. And so for me, it's pretty normal. But I decided recently that I would try for other people to get their loved ones on the phones too. Now we use either both my phones or we use my phone and their phone, and they will leave my office with a message from their loved ones. It's all been documented now. But in this particular case, and I am not doing this alone, I know this now because when I make some of these phone calls, they'll say, hey, Rebecca, Rebecca's cool. Rebecca, what number are you calling from? And my clients sometimes are so freaked out that they leave there shaking, and they have to sit in the lobby or sit in their car for a while. And they said, Rebecca, how did you do that? I said, I can't really explain it, but I am not working alone now. I know that this year I found out that I am not working alone, that I do have what I call a team heaven. But this particular call was totally random. I have a show called Dancing with Ghosts, and my engineer and my other co-host that's on there sometimes, we went out to dinner in Studio City. And Jeff started talking about Scott Peterson and how he thought Scott Peterson was innocent. He says, what do you think, Rebecca? I go, I don't really know. I mean, I'm not sure about it. I don't really want to say one way or another because I don't have any facts, really. I mean, I remember the case, but I have no facts. So it's nothing that I'd been following or thinking about or had any idea that I would tap into this chilling audio that makes me think there might be some truth to maybe he didn't do it. So
when did you tap into it?
It was September 20th, 2017.
Okay. In a restaurant.
Which restaurant? I think it was Carnival. It's in Studio City. Yeah. It's a Middle Eastern restaurant.
It's appropriate. It's a place I eat at.
Oh, it is?
Really?
Oh, okay.
So what time of night was it?
It was about 9.
So it was late. I mean, there weren't a ton of people in that.
No, there was nothing. There was not a lot of people. Where the audio that I got has nothing to do with anybody sitting around us.
It was quiet.
It was quiet.
Yeah, it wasn't like Sherman was with you?
Sherman was there.
Yeah, and you guys were all sitting at the
table.
There
was Sherman.
All hands on deck.
I think Sherman was there. Yes, I'm pretty sure. But there was Sheena Metal, Jeff Floral, who's on my show. And he goes, Rebecca, you know how you can make those phone calls to heaven. Why don't you call Lacey Peterson and ask her what happened?
Right.
So I like, okay, let's
try. So
she did. So I had both my phones, and I had one phone and one place on the table and my other phone on the other place on the table. Now, this is technology. That restaurant must have really good satellite, like sort of directly over it. I could do some research.
But well, it was Middle Eastern restaurant.
Yeah, we were in Middle Eastern, and I'm not surprised you've been in there. Okay. So I did it, and we got some very chilling.
Are you gonna play it?
Yes.
Okay.
But can I set that up real quick?
Yeah, keep talking.
Sure. Okay. So we're in there, and I say, hey, Lacey, why don't you help us, or whatever I said. And then you hear in the background, which I'm not sure Susan caught this part.
Yes, we did.
But in the very beginning, it says, you got it.
We got it.
We went to the wrong house. You have to hear it, because I had to go over this over and over again, because the only problem with my phone calls to heaven is that the audio is not loud enough most of the time. But Susan, her magical touch, has enhanced it.
I'm technologically and let me tell you something, savvy at this now.
We were not in a courthouse. We were not in a restaurant where people were talking about murder and mayhem.
Or
we
rape.
Rape. Okay? No. We were eating Middle Eastern food, grape leaves. Okay? So let me tell you something. I got something on there that makes me question what happened that day. There is something sinister about this. It's so chilling that I'm almost afraid to put it out there, but I'm going to do it because I think Lacey wants us to hear this. And I know some people are going to be mad because they think he's innocent. I mean, they think he's guilty and they want him to be guilty. So I got a little bit of flack about that. But
which
I have
we'll talk about it later.
Yes, I have the responsibility to let you hear this because there's something to it and I know it. I work on another case too where I know the guy's innocent and we got the victim on the line. That's out of Minnesota.
Okay. So all right. So let's see if we can play it.
Oh. Hey, Lacey. We're calling Lacey Peterson. The guy we're trying to help your husband stop, or we're trying to prove that he killed you. Can you let us know what happened? we're here. Can you guys go get Reiki Peterson so we can solve this mystery?
Very,
very. Justice, is that your husband? Innocent? Oh, I heard something like that. Is Scott innocent? Or does Scott do it?
Don't
get into my story. Maybe this is the background. We're on the case. It's the head spot. And we're trying to figure out what happened to you. And who did it? No spots on death row for this. So if you didn't do it, come through and let us know. Lacey, it's Rebecca. Lacey? Let us know what happened. Are these innocent? What happened? If he's not, we'll help you. Well, no, no, no. Okay, this is Rebecca Karen. Talk about if we could get Lacey Peterson. Maybe she wants to talk to us about what happened. Or if she wants to save her husband, if he didn't do it, let us know he did. I'm sure we're recording a long time.
I'm not about to go on a great book.
We're still ready.
Okay, so that's the long version. There's a lot of stuff going on in the background that we can. So we
know what you should do. You should do a transcript of that as to what you hear, Rebecca, so people can understand it.
Well, we cut it down into little pieces because the stuff that really jumped out at us were specifics, and
let me tell you. Okay, what was chilling in the beginning, it says we went to the wrong house. And I think, why did you do that? Then we hear a judge in a courtroom with a gavel, and you can hear him.
I didn't hear it as much as I did in the small clip. We have to shut. Oh, help me, Macy. That was
And then there's somebody, it wasn't me, help me, Lacey. And then you hear hearing. Yeah. And then you hear all these men that are talking. But the one that got me, really, there's a couple spots where you hear the man talk about let's go to the church, which makes no sense. Right. But they're eating breakfast in whatever house they were at, wherever this woman, I think it's Lacey in the background, because who else would it be?
Right.
They're eating breakfast while they have her captive. And then in my version, because you can hear it, and then what's chilling is you are going to reveal my secrets and others too. And that is very loud on there.
Don't you know my secrets?
Don't you know my secrets? Or it was like,
that guy's voice was clear.
Okay. So then,
and it was creepy.
And then you hear them talking in the background, and there's men there. Nobody sounds like Scott. No. And then at the very end, which you have to go out. I mean, there's more in between, but at the very end, they say, throw her by the water and rape her.
Oh, I thought you said, why don't we fucking rape her?
No, something like that. But it was something. No, it was like,
throw her by the water and rape her.
Why don't we might want to fucking rape her.
Yeah, go back.
I think it's throw
in
the
water and rape her.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Which is that's chilling.
But I wanted to ask you something, Mark. I don't know if you know this, but there was somebody who had a connection as a journalist. And when she heard this, she said, Rebecca, do you know there was another girl that lived up the street and was pregnant like Lacey, and her husband owned the mafia money. I'm almost afraid to say this on air. Uh-huh. And that she looked very much like Lacey. So I said, wow, I wonder if this is mistaken identity and something went wrong. They thought it was
there was a report about that. I remember that. There was also a report across the street of a burglary. There was also the burglar later, and as part of the appeal, is because there is a tape recording from Lieutenant Aponte, who was at Chino, who intercepted a call from somebody, two inmates, or one inmate and his brother, who were talking about her.
Right. Right. So my take on this is that it put such a question mark in my head that I'm like, gosh, what if Lacey's trying to save her husband from death row? And the people I hear in the background are not Scott, it's men. Yeah. And there's more than one. There's at least...
Right, because that was the guys across the street who were doing the burglary. We've identified at least two, potentially three.
Yeah, they're in that... Besides the judge with the gavel and the hearing, which I don't really understand what that was, there's at least three men and possibly a woman. They must have abducted her in the morning because they're eating breakfast. And also, they say something about the church. Now, I would have to go to the location and look for the church. But there's something to this. And I'm telling you, I have a feeling that we're onto something. And I think that Lacey Peterson is helping to tell the true story.
Okay, I want Nate to play the hearing portion.
Okay.
We're here. Can you guys go get Lacey Peterson so we can solve this mystery?
See, when I heard that, it sounded like a mockery. Mm-hmm. It sounded like, help me, Lacey. Look, we got off free and Scott's in jail. Like, that was the way it made me feel.
Well, if you go back, go to the gavel and then the man, the judge saying, hearing. So there's the judge is different from the other three men. And my take is there might be a female there that says she's going to clean up after they dispose of the body.
Really?
Yes. See, now Rebecca. So I don't really know what we tapped into exactly, but I mean, there's got to be something to this. It's very loud.
Yes.
The man that says about the secrets, that's creepy.
Yes.
So that's a different one than the guy that asked for the sausage. And then there's another one there.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. He says, pass me sausage. So I'm like, okay, the timing is morning.
Yes.
They're eating.
Now, I want to tell you my intuition on this too, because I mean, just listening to it with a rational brain. It sounded to me like you may have transported yourself into the jail with these men. Like, it sounded like a lot of men in jail, and it sounded like criminals. Like, all the voices sounded criminal.
Yeah, it's criminal-like.
But I didn't know at the time when I heard it that these guys that had robbed the house across the street were all in jail. So then I was thinking, well, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate. Maybe this has nothing to do with this case, but somebody else was murdered, or they knew, I don't know.
No, because if you listen, like if I could transcribe it, listen, there's one part where the men are talking, they call her Lacey. So it is on there.
Yeah.
And the girl that says...
I totally believe you.
Yeah.
But well, I want to say, being a skeptic and how what it could actually mean, your sense is always psychic and also you can
Well,
hear
I'm very good on murder cases, but this to me is, look, I'm not just going to say, oh, the guy's innocent. I'm looking at this as a real, like evidence that maybe he didn't do it. And if we could look at it and really take it seriously to see what was going on that morning by her house.
Yes.
Because in the very beginning, they say, we went to the wrong house. Why did you do that?
Yeah.
And then, so I'm trying to say, look, I can't keep quiet about this because what if there is a chance that he's innocent?
And there was another thing that they mentioned on the show about when she took the dog for a walk on Christmas Eve. She's 8 months pregnant in the park. And I thought, and then the dog came home without her. And I said, my dog would be down the road, around the corner, and not back home. If she was across the street, the dog would run home.
Right. I think that there's more to the story, the location. There's a church involved somehow because he says something about going to the church.
Let's go to the church.
So that might be a place where they either had a meetup location, these people.
Right.
I don't know because I don't know the area.
It was Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Churches.
So, yes. And in the one part, Mark, you can hear her. And this is so sad because she says, stop. Stop it. It's cruel. So you hear her in the background, and then I don't know with all that banging and all that, it's like weird. That was not in the restaurant. None of that was where I was sitting in Carnival. Okay. There's no way that was going on anywhere. And the really crazy part is you don't hear anybody in the background at the restaurant. And so I'm just saying to you, do you think I should write this out? Is there a chance that I can investigate it and take this seriously, Mark.
You know, it's interesting. Most people are always very dismissive of clairvoyance or psychic or anybody else. But if you went through the 40,000 pages of discovery, Modesto PD was so perplexed by this case that they brought in a number of psychics and a number of clairvoyants.
Oh, wow.
They never do it now because they're invested in the conviction.
Yes.
But I'll put you in touch with the appellate lawyer.
Oh, thank you. I think you should because, and I might go, you know, maybe down to the location incognito when nobody knows I'm going there because I do have an amount of thinking about my own safety. But if I can find, I have a vision in my mind, maybe where that church is and where they might have taken her. And the part that I'm saying as looking as a psychic detective is the baby. Okay. I'm like, how can he pull this whole thing off with no real physical evidence? How come the baby was like the baby was?
Intact.
I'm like, does he have time to be able to do that? Is he smart enough to do all that? You know?
Right.
So, I mean, he looked like his character was flawed a little bit. That doesn't mean he's a murderer.
I mean, unless the baby was in utero and it just popped out as she floated the top, which is most unlikely because she doesn't have any, you know, unless her body tore apart, how would it get out of her uterus?
No, there was noises back there in the background that indicated some kind of other activity that may have been going on there. But if I can go there and I can see in my mind where I see the locations, and I'm sure they're still there. I think the church is still there.
I will put you in touch with somebody who will do that.
Okay, great.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know what? This is amazing because it's not me being like, oh, I got Lacey Peterson. No, it's kind of chilling and disturbing.
Oh, it's awful.
And it's to me as my responsibility is to say, okay, let's look at this. And
yeah,
Mark,
but what if he's
you.
Innocent? He's been in jail all this time.
I don't know yet.
I mean, Mark knows this better than anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, he put his.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to go to my deathbed. This guy is innocent.
Yeah, I have to tell you, Mark, with everything that I've seen, and you know what? I haven't watched those Lacey Peterson shows. I haven't done any of that. All my information is coming from this audio that I got for the most part. And I have to stand with Mark. He may be innocent.
Yep.
Well, you know, the reason why Mark was used in this case specifically also was not because he was guilty, but because the media took over and it was such a fake news story. And then there were billboards with Scott Peterson on him, and he was the most hated man in America, you know, killed his wife on Christmas Eve, 8 month pregnant. Poor Mark. I mean, he had so much on his plate to handle. And then you're dealing with the Modesto police. I'm sorry, but I'm sure it was not the best.
To say that they were challenged is an understatement.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, I've worked on murder cases. You know, there's a lot more evidence. Like two of them I just nailed. I said, you'll get the guy, even I had one, let me tell you, Mark, 6 months they hadn't found the guy yet. I got such flack from some of the family's friends. Oh, Rebecca, you're leading them the wrong direction. They're not going to find the killer. I go, I stand my ground. I know who did it. I know how he did it. And they're going to find it by DNA. And the weird thing is, the homicide detective, I had told her 6 months before, you and I are going to work on a case together. And it was that case. So wow. I know there's evidence, and I cannot find any real physical evidence that Scott did it. There's maybe it's people's judgments, or they think he did it because he had a little bit of a flaw.
Well,
in his
the
character.
Media ran the entire.
No, I don't
thing.
Think it was fair.
It was done 90 miles away. Everybody knew about it. It was a very difficult case.
Yeah. So anyway, Mark, thanks for taking this seriously. And if there is some truth to this, let's get the guy out of jail. If not, he'll serve his time, and God will take care of that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. I'm really happy you came on here today. I'm glad to see you again. I really remember that call.
I remember the pool house well.
Right. Remember that? Yes. It was interesting to say
you
the least.
You left one of your ancestors in there. Mm-hmm. They've been living there ever since.
But you know what? I had, I started to do, remember I had kind of a hit on 9/11. So
that day,
it was a sad thing. Yeah,
she actually predicted it on my front porch afterwards.
Yeah,
she said, "Don't invest any more money in the stock market." And I go, "She goes, there's going to be a war." And I said, "Well, wars usually make the stock market go up." She goes, "Not this one." 4 days later, we got hit hard. It was crazy.
And I wish I could have prevented that. That's my thing as a psychic and knowing things ahead of time. Where do you go and where do you tell where people will not panic or take you seriously? That's why I'm so impressed with Mark today because he didn't think I was a cuckoo bird. He looked at it. He's like, wow, it kind of matches up, you know, and let's do something with it. Let's see what we can do with it. So thank you, Mark.
I'll put you in touch off camera with somebody.
Okay, yes. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to change the tone a little bit. Before you go, Mark, I want you to meet Sloan, and we'll take a break and come back and do an astrological reading.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you about Hydrolite. Drew introduced this product to me last year, and I've been using it almost every day since. It's a drink you mix that keeps you really hydrated, especially after a Bahama cruise. All my friends on the cruise loved it. This time of year, it's nearly impossible to avoid getting sick, and staying well hydrated is crucial. If you manage not to catch something, it's so easy to get dehydrated just because we're all so busy and never manage to drink enough water during the day. That's the beauty of Hydrolite. Whether you're sick or not, you can absolutely benefit from the proper balance of sodium, glucose, and water. And Hydrolite does this better than sports drinks with 75% less sugar. Hydrolite comes in great flavors like orange, berry, and lemonade, and is available as a pre-mixed drink, a powder, or my favorite, fizzy little tablets you can drop into a glass or a bottle of water. Order Hydrolite today at Hydrolite.com/Dr. Drew. That's Hydrolite.com/Dr. Drew. For a limited time, my listeners can save 30% on Hydrolite. Just click the banner on my site or the DrDrew.com site and use code DrDrew18 at checkout. That's DrDrew18. I'm so excited that you were able to get that out there, Rebecca, because it's been, you know, it's hard to invest yourself into something like this and not worry about what's coming down the pike. But you have such integrity and class about it that it's, you know, I think maybe this will help somebody. You know,
my thing is, look at, if she's trying to save her husband, and let's put it out there that maybe he didn't do it. That's love. Okay.
Yes,
and if not, true. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm doing my best to get it out there. Let's investigate it and let's see what happens.
Okay, cool. Okay. So anyways, we gave Sloan your birth date, and we won't mention that on the air because, you know, that's private.
But Sloan is going to – Sloan, what are you going to tell me?
Nothing. I have nothing to say. I have absolutely – I'm out. Sorry. Nothing. I don't know jack about nothing. No, I mean, it depends what you want to know, but okay, I have to go psychic on it. You say astrology, but I use the astrology as a backdrop. I go psychic anyway.
Sounds
that's how I
me.
Read. You're actually coming into a time frame of 2 years of heavy work, and I don't mean legal work, I mean some other kind of work. So my focus on you is actually you're feeling well enough to go out there publicly again and do work, but not in front of a court. I would separate it from that kind of work or what you've done in the past. So I feel like there's something else that you're going to be jumping into. And I see a radical change in your life like 2.5 years from now where you up and do something completely different. This is in the back of your mind right now. And I think the last 4 years have kind of moved you in a different direction due to what was wrong with you. Not wrong with you, pardon me. What was bothering you kind of... I'm going to say on a physical level for the past 4 years, I feel like you've popped out of that. I don't think it was anything hugely bad, but I feel like on a physical level, there were concerns for you and not due to your age being 105 and all. That's
right.
That's a joke, by the way, because you're not old. Anyway, I feel like in the last 4 years, that's been an issue. So when I'm looking at it, I feel like you stand up straight now and you move forward. Really interesting. You have an incredible... actually, you come in karmically with a psychic perspective. So when you're doing a case like Scott Peterson's, the reason that you connect with him is you connect to him on a spiritual level, not necessarily anything that's in front of you or physically, like what a person says to you or how they look in the public or anything else like that. You connect to it from a almost a understanding on a soul level. So you don't even see the person. Okay. Like you may see them because we're living in bodies, but you don't actually see them. So you're going completely on that. Your instinct is usually dead on with things. Your issue is that you're highly sensitive. So whoever is around you, you have to actually watch because you will absorb their energy and then go down that trail. Okay. So to speak. So if there's a bunch of crazy people around you, you're circuits can get a bit fried and you can go down that way. So that can be an issue for you, but you're incredibly intuitive by nature and actually probably do your work more on a psychic level than you do, quote, a logical level. Only you call it logic because you're a man and you go through the steps of being a lawyer or legal or whatever that is, which makes sense. The other thing that I'm seeing in this lifetime, and I'm going to speak lifetimes because actually as an astrologer, we come in and incarnate to express certain things, but on a psychic level, I can see in this lifetime, the hardest thing for you, and it sounds really weird because you're public, but the hardest thing for you was to actually go out and be seen as a public person. And you've been pushed to do it because the soul is trying to be heard in this life. So it was very important. You're coming out of the shadows from a past life and into this life in a public sense so that you can actually ground into who you are and own it. That's been very hard for you. You wouldn't think it from your public persona because you're out there publicly, and it looks like you're okay with it, but it's actually throughout your lifetime, and I'm talking as a young person, okay, so 17, 18, 19, you've been pushed to kind of step out, and for you, it's very important. I don't know that it's important for every person who's a lawyer, because I know some who don't actually care in this capacity, but for you, it's extremely important to make sure that you don't leave the people in a position where they're completely out in left field and you don't agree with it. So that's what nags at your conscience. Like if somebody says this person's guilty, and even if it looks like they're guilty, you actually have to follow it through to the end off the cliff to see if they really are guilty. So you have to go off the truck with them to see. That's something. So it's a very tactile thing with you. Your intuition is off the hook. You get it from your mother's side of the family, actually. So it comes through that side. They go back and it was... Now, that's another thing. Women are a little bit confusing to you, but then why are we not all confusing to everybody? But I mean, just the way we are, right?
That's a pretty widespread belief.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know they say that about us, but you in particular, when it comes to females around you, you don't actually see them clearly because you're seeing them from a soul level, and that's not a human level. So there's a very big distinction that I draw.
Wait, what does that mean?
Soul level?
Yes.
Or a human level? Okay, human beings. Okay. We all come from the soul side. Now, granted, if somebody like Charles Manson dies and then comes back, his soul is different, I hope, than mine, okay? So having said that, we come in with the best intention, but we come into a physical body. So when you get on this planet, which is the energy is not like necessarily a good energy on this planet, it, to me, it's more of a base level energy. I don't when people say, oh, it's a, you know, it's good. Isn't the world wonderful? I have a different viewpoint on it. Yes. And I don't watch the news for that reason. I don't do anything like that because I just can't stand it. But
we're animals on earth and yeah. Our souls are a different story.
Yeah. Different level. So yeah. You see from the other side, but not
nothing
from
personal,
this side.
Mark.
Yeah. No, he's not
but
an
I'm,
animal.
I'm not saying you're an animal, but I mean,
she's calling you an animal.
We're just trying to make our way on our,
I got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
No. And
I'm with you, ladies.
It's interesting. And I'm going to ask you like a really stupid question, but you suffer from anxiety, correct?
I have anxiety. I mean, yeah. You should see me before a closing argument.
Yeah, no, I see it across your chest. I'm not actually looking at your chest in my head. That's how it comes to me.
Show us your chest.
Yeah, show us your chest. Take those clothes off. Different show.
Sorry.
She's doing it again.
There.
That's called taking off, not calling out.
Yeah. Her past life is...
Take it off, Mark.
Life is
take
a
it off with Susan
Take
Pinsky.
It off, Mark. But, no, I see the anxiety across the front of your chest. It's really interesting because you have to stand strong, which I'm sure you do, but actually you don't, okay? Because you don't like to cross those. I'm sure, how do I word this? You have an appearance one way, but your soul is a different way. That's where it has to integrate for you. So there's other things that you are going to be doing in the next 2 years that are going to actually let that part of your personality out so that you don't have to feel the anxiety that you've suffered with. And actually, that's a genetic thing with you as well. It comes all the way through your childhood. But I see it across here on you, and it's interesting because it's going to play into what leads you in the next 2.5 years. And I actually feel there's like a complete cut from what you do 2.5 years from now. And I feel like you're working towards it. And then boom, off in a different direction. So this is like another part of childhood or college for you coming up.
Cool.
Actually. Like when people go to college and they like go into school to be one thing and suddenly they go 180 degrees the other way. That's what you're in right now. So you're in basically just after puberty again.
That's so cool.
I always wanted to be in puberty again.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
this means, Susan, I'll come back in 2 years and we'll see if it's true.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
I have a $10 bet with you. I collect bets, and I collect them at $10 at a time. So bet on.
Well, if it's what Game I think on. It's going to be, I will gladly pay you.
I will gladly pay you for that hamburger. Where did I hear that before? absolutely. Yeah, that's what I get. But I will say this to you, too. Because of your sensitivity, you actually need to be away from people. Meaning you need to unwind and unplug where you do not have people around you. So this is something
physical.
Well,
he does that when you're trying to book him on a podcast.
He runs away.
It's like, are you going to show up? Like, hello. Mm-hmm. I know you're a busy guy though, huh, Mark?
Your clairvoyant there is very, very astute.
She's amazing.
The other thing that I get with you, are you redoing a house with stone at the moment? Is there stone around a house? It strikes me as being in a different country or different place.
All true.
Okay, yeah, because I can see it. I feel like there's a focus on this. I don't know what you're doing to it, but I'm seeing the outside of it, and I'm seeing you there. This might be relaxing, or it could be hell if you have to put a lot of money into it. I don't know. But either way, so I'm seeing you going.
You better be putting a lot of money into
Well,
it.
No, a lot of money, but what if it's a money pit house?
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay?
It's the fun house, right?
Oh, I don't know. But I'm seeing it.
It's a different spot. She's right. It's out of state. It's characterized by the stone.
Stone, facade. Yeah, that's it. I'm seeing you right there.
Oh, it's not the one out of the country.
No, not
that's
the one
not
out of
a money
country.
Pit.
No.
Okay, well, I'm seeing it anyway. I feel like your focus is there. The other thing that they're showing me with you, which is really funny, did you just recently take up bicycling?
I did. I got a Peloton.
Okay, because they're showing me this. But it's funny because you
– Be careful.
Forgive me for – yeah, be careful.
Please.
Please put your helmet on. No, don't, because everybody looks like a –
It's okay. It's a Peloton. It's an indoor bike.
Oh, indoor.
I was going to say that.
I've got one in LA and I just had one delivered back east.
Okay. Here's what's really weird with you with the biking. I have to go there with this. You feel like you don't bicycle well, but I feel like you do and you need to go outside. So you're going to take that bike and do something even different with it. I'm feeling like it's outside. So whatever that bike is, because I don't know much about bikes except you ride them. But the bicycle that I'm actually seeing you on, I want to take it outdoors with you. And I feel like you're going in that direction.
But can I ask you a question, Mark? Does it have a screen on there where it looks like you're biking outdoors?
No, it's got a screen. I call it my soft porn.
Oh, excellent. I'll be right over.
It's got a giant screen. And the first time I got it was a year ago. And I used to do the mail rides. And I'd say, I'm a male. I have that kind of bravissimo.
Oh,
huh? So I put on one of the females and I said, oh my God, it's like having sex in the morning. While you're she's putting her head back and she's slapping her ass.
Excellent.
I knew there was a screen somewhere. So yeah, because that bike can't really go anywhere but where it's stationary. But I thought that's what Sloan was getting.
I actually see you outside. So there's something you're going to do. And I'm actually going to it's interesting because I feel for some reason you're going to. I don't know why I want to say this. I also weirdly get a Scottish undertone around you. So is that somewhere you're going or visiting Scotland somewhere?
Somebody who's come into my life recently.
Okay. Well, wow. Okay. Yeah. Cause I get that real strong. I feel the biking's connected to that as well. It's very weird, but you feel like a doofus on the bike when you do it outside. This is coming out of your mind. I am not calling you that. I think you're perfectly fine.
I do feel like a doofus. On
That's what I can see. Yeah. I can see it like that. So that's how I'm seeing it with you, but I actually feel like you're going into a good phase. That's how I'm going to word it for you.
Just what I wanted to hear.
That's what you're going to hear. And I'm sticking, that's another $10 bet because now I need 20 bucks. I have a lot of bleach to pay for.
I'll see you in 2 years.
Okay. We love you. And you can find Mark at Mark Garagos on Twitter and also at Unreasonable Doubt. It's a
Unreasonable Doubt with Adam Carolla.
Yeah. And it's really good. And we're big fans. So thank you again.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark, again.
Thank you, ladies.
Nice to meet you.
Love you.
Okay. Woo! So we're going to take another break, and then we're going to be and sober it up a little bit, just sort of tap in maybe and help some, you know, put the word out for this missing person, and we'll be back in a minute. Hey everyone, Calling Out with Susan Pinsky is sponsored by DrDrew.com, and this is where you can find all the other shows I produce, like This Life with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest, and Weekly Infusion. Also find all the shows Dr. Drew has all in one website. We bring it all there for you so you can find it easily. And then also, we have everything that you need to know about Calling Out with Susan Pinsky at callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com. If you want to download the new app, just Google Calling Out with Susan Pinsky app and go to the iTunes link. We sincerely appreciate your support. Okay, so Lakita, I want to welcome you to this podcast and appreciate your Facebook message last night. I don't know, it just popped up sort of coincidentally, and I thought I would I just had a feeling that maybe you would be good to come on the show today and tell us what you're seeking, and hopefully we can help, you know, on some level. I'm here with Rebecca Fearing and Sloan Bella, and Rebecca has a lot of experience in missing persons. Also, she is clairvoyant and she can feel a lot. But if you want to explain, you know, what your cause is, would you please help us with that?
It's a little girl that's been missing for about 8 days now from Virginia. And she has been on my mind lately. I don't know. They don't have any leads really. Okay, where she
hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt. The first thing I get with her, I'm just getting it right as we speak. I feel like she met somebody at a movie theater, a local movie theater, okay? She met them off hours outside of a movie theater. Oh, is my mic on? Sorry. She met them off-site at a movie theater. I see the outside of the movie theater. It's a little bit rundown and shabby-ish looking, so it may be like, I don't even know where she's from, but a town away or a little bit of a distance away. I don't feel she's dead, if that's what you're asking. I don't feel she's dead. In fact, I know she's not because I can't pick her up.
That's good news.
Yeah. No. I would also say to you, this guy that she went with is like a brother figure to her. He comes across as a brother figure, but he's actually in his early 30s. So like 32, 31, 30, something. He looks like this. He's tall. He kind of dresses similar to her and is from her neighborhood, but he doesn't live there. He comes into that neighborhood and she is gone with him. She has a real hurt heart about something that went on in her family between her father and her mother. And I want to say father figure. I don't know that it's actually her biological father, but she's hurt because the conversation stopped. There's no communication. So she started acting out as a result of this. It actually happened from the age of 10 to right now. So however old she is right now, I think it said 16, but I don't know if that's current or not. There's hurt in her heart at the moment, which is why she's doing this. She also has all kids probably experiment with drugs, but she's going down the wrong path. She's been kind of turned out, but I feel like she was already there to begin with, if you get what I'm saying. I do feel they're driving her, I'll use the word coast, but I don't mean coast like in LA. I don't know what else to call it. They're driving her from where she is. She's driving down there to somewhere more rural. And I feel like she's going into a club atmosphere where there's like strippers and drinkers and truckers and people like this. And I feel like she's doing that. She's not out of the country. I do feel like she's going to keep in touch, but she's proving a point. Is she actually being raised by her older sister?
No. By her father, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, because there's an older sister or woman that I'm hearing is an older sister to her, who is kind of arranging the situation. So she's being led in the wrong direction and not seeing it correctly because she thinks they're her friends.
Oh, wow.
She actually feels like this woman feels like an older sister to her. So does she have like stepsisters older? Because this person knows it and maybe they're in not thinking clearly either and introduced her to the guy, but it's very close. She will communicate. She's not held hostage. She will communicate, but she is being cajoled or whatever, manipulate. What is it when people like sway your opinion? That she's having that done to her, but she's not. She is free to go, but she's not ready to go yet.
Do you see drugs involved?
Yeah, she had that problem before, though.
Yeah,
I don't think she was a heroin addict before. I think they're trying to get her down that road of like.
So she's like a cocaine addict, or something?
Or like it could even be like diet pills and pot and ecstasy and right. I, or it was more milder, but she's got a hurt from her father. There's hurt. There's a hurt. So, and it's not sexual abuse from the father. It's something else. And the communication stopped. The father may have turned his attention to another woman.
Yeah.
And this child may feel that he should be paying attention to her.
Wow.
Something like this. She's not dead. She's not going to die. She will come back. She will be spotted in March. But she can't go back into her old life.
Rebecca's kind of giving me the eyeball. Are you feeling anything?
No.
That was intensely good.
Yeah, no. I do think there was some drugs involved too. I don't know if the person she left with gave her drugs. But she also comes from a little bit of money. So because I feel like she's not, her clothes would resonate some money. So I don't think that, I don't know if she was getting it from her father or she had a job, but she didn't leave with no money. She had a little bit of money with her.
Okay.
I also believe that it was an older guy, like Sloan said, and I don't think that she was making a common sense choice for sure.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
How old is she?
16.
Yeah. 16.
But I'm also thinking that she, at this point, didn't think she was dead either. Mm-mm. But what I will do is, what I can do even
but
after
But it's not
going
to be like a human trafficking thing or anything,
no,
is it?
No, I don't think so. But I do feel like she's,
Not kidnapping, but out for stripping and sex. Like, you can make money and bring it in.
It's against the law, too.
Yeah, that is, but it's not, she's not against her free will. She's...
Okay.
Makes believe she's doing it because she wants to.
Right.
Can I ask you this question? Are you familiar with the family at all?
No, I'm not. I was just interested because I have a son that was out in the streets, and I feel for them because I know I worry about him when he's out and not knowing where he is and stuff like that. So it kind of hit home because they're around that same age.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what I'll do is I'll continue to work on this, and I can do something. I work on other cases, and I actually have found missing people before.
Yes.
But I'm gonna try one of those phone calls I do. See if I can get anything
on
that.
Yeah, and maybe we can. We'll just get more information. We'll continue this story.
Yeah.
And hopefully she'll come home before then. But you have to stay in touch and keep me posted.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I will.
But you know what?
Boy, that's crazy.
Okay.
Good job.
I work with runaway kids.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that. I also have another photo here. Maybe you guys can tap in. I don't have anybody on the line for it, but if you can, I don't know if you can feel anything about that, if it's something that we should investigate before we go to the next show.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
But are you still there?
They were similar, like they had similar type of dress, and you know, on the flyer it said they almost had the same identical thing on when they left. The gentleman that was spotted with
I didn't even read that on that. Yeah. I saw it. I didn't even see it. I can't.
You're like, oh god!
I honestly can't see it.
I don't know if I printed out that part.
No,
them.
I didn't see.
I gave him the other one, the one that didn't
I
have.
I saw
all the
them in the same clothes. I saw them almost wearing the same. He did it though to assimilate with her to make him feel like a. Like if you and I are wearing the same jacket and we pick the same type of things, we feel more comfortable kind of thing. That's what I got.
Yeah.
You didn't print it out, did
well,
you?
Well, he's a 30-year-old perpetrator, to say the least.
Pedophile,
so,
we call
obviously.
It.
Obviously. So it's a really intense thing to hear about. And I feel for the family, you know, and let them know that, you know, if you want.
That's
I
not
can,
on the flyer, right?
I can send this portion to them if they want to hear it.
Please,
you know, if
or you can, yeah, you
I'll
can
get it to you,
well.
And you can try to send it on, and we'll. It'll also be on the podcast as well, which will be uploading this week. So, but I appreciate you calling, and you're welcome to hear the next thing with the. I have another missing person that we're just going to briefly touch on it. You're allowed to stay on if you want, but otherwise, we'll just let you guys. Do you feel anything about that?
Which one, this girl?
Yes,
I didn't even look at, but let me see.
Do you want me to go?
No.
Yeah, go ahead. Well,
let her go.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I get with her in the Midwest, I feel like she's extremely depressed. She's more of a risk to me because she's like down here in her body, so she's more depressed. When I look at her, there's a severe drug problem and she's kind of in a flop house, but it's like rural Ohio or rural something, like middle of the country.
It's a homeless shelter?
It's not a shelter. It could be, but it isn't. It's somebody's dirty, dank, I was going to say dank ass house, but yeah, that's how
the
it feels.
The basement of somebody's.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I see people around and I see an older woman a mother figure. I'm using the term very lightly to say that, right. But she probably has kids similar, and they brought her in, and they're all just all on drugs and all living like that. Misery loves company, and that's where I feel she is. And I feel like she can't get her head out of it, because I see her like
this. This is a massive drug epidemic in this country. This is where the women are going.
But somebody is giving it to her who's like a mother figure. Sure. That's not right. That's what I feel. And she could end
prostitution?
Up. I think she probably does, but I see her wandering. She has holes in her shoes, which is interesting. No one's really taking care of her, so she's kind of on the fly, and I don't think it's the first time she's
run away.
Does
she know where she is?
I think so, but I think she's high also. So you take that with a grain of salt as you do it. I don't think she's going to die yet, but within 5 years, I feel if she's not stopped and she's very stubborn about it.
Life expectancy of drug addicts is very short. We used to say that about cigarettes, but you can live longer smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, like 50 years or something. And then you get,
oh my God.
That's what I picked up.
Tom Petty just died, you know, of course, drug overdose.
Okay. Anybody with emphysema who takes respiratory suppressants is a moron.
Right, right.
A moron. You are a moron. I'm sorry to say that.
So what do you see, Rebecca?
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah, it's not smart. Let's put it that way.
So
this girl smokes cigarettes.
I forgot her name. Could you mention her name?
Uh-huh. Kelly. I don't want to pronounce that wrong, so why don't you pronounce it for me?
Let's see. Her name is Kelly Steininger, and she's a beautiful – she's a mother, and it's the Missouri Police Department looking for her. She hasn't been heard from since 12/7/17. I don't have the rest of the thing, but she does have a huge cat tattoo face on her hand, and she has a lot of tattoos, so that usually, you know, depicts a person that's could be using heroin and stuff like that, because, you know,
well,
or other forms of opiates and whatever. I mean, I'm not gonna put it all out there, but it's typical Dr. Drew call on that one. And she's a beautiful woman by far, but
can I look again?
Missouri, you were close.
Okay.
Okay, I get her like Ohio, though. She's not in Missouri. She's middle. What is middle of the country? Like, forgive me, I'm Canadian.
Kansas, Chicago.
Middle, but rural.
Well, Ohio's a little more east.
Okay, I'm kind of going like that way.
Missouri? Oh, you are.
Yeah, I'm going
maybe
like
that's where she's ended up.
Yeah, it looks that way in my head.
Okay.
Missouri's pretty.
Indiana.
Yeah, something like that. Like Ohio. Like people with pies on their porch and summer fun things. Yeah. And like, I don't know.
They do that everywhere. So
okay. Pie, I'm sorry.
California just doesn't do that anymore. Or New York. Yeah.
Pie and coffee.
Yeah,
pie and coffee. I know
I'm like looking
going.
For the pie. I'm like, there's pie. No, like nice people looking in the movies. Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. I see her sitting at a kitchen table, clear as day. I believe she's a smoker. Okay. I saw her get a phone call, and then she said, okay, I'll meet you. And she had a gray sweatshirt on. It was a little cold, so she was like more dressed for cold. So right. I have to look and see what Missouri, what the weather was.
It's cold everywhere right now.
Yeah. And she was just going to go to the store, I think, to get some cigarettes or something. And then from there, I don't know what the whole story is, but I think she was just going to go out and about, and I don't know what happened from there. I don't know who she met up with. They probably have to ping her phone.
Yeah.
I feel like she has more than one child, maybe two. But I see her at a very just a normal kitchen, going to get a cigarette, gets a phone call, going to go out.
Is there a man in the picture?
Two guys in a blue truck.
I don't.
Cute guys in a.
Two.
Oh, I think.
In a blue pickup truck.
I don't see the man. I'm sure Sloan sees it clearer than me on that end, but I am just thinking she just went out and about and she's going to go to the store, get some cigarettes, maybe get something from the market. She was thinking about dyeing her hair.
Here's the good news, everybody. You're not talking to them in spirit, which is why everybody calls me, because they want to know if they're dead, because they can't find them. And I'm so happy that these two women are alive.
This girl may have a trouble, though. She may
actually... Well, they're both in trouble. Their life expectancy is short.
The first girl's coming back, though.
And if somebody doesn't find them soon enough and get them in rehab or get them the help they need, you know, get them down to the Salvation Army rehab, get them in AA, get them in NA, shake the shit out of them and make them get up and do their thing so that they all live a longer life. Oh, I'm, you know, I feel so bad for women in this country because we're lost. We get lost.
But can I say something really quick before I lose it?
Sure.
I think she was going to go dye her hair or go to the beauty supply store. Okay. She has in her mind to do that.
Okay.
So somewhere, I feel store. So one, before I lose it, sorry to cut you off.
That's no fun.
I feel her going to the store, wanting to go get some cigarettes. She's going to get some hair dye.
Is she, she's going to go out. Do you feel about, a city or a country or like
well,
maybe?
It was where she lived. And then after that, it just goes blank. Okay. So I don't know. I'll work on this too.
But I like the ping the phone thing.
Yeah, they need to ping her phone. And
well, they should have done that, but she's an adult, so they're not going to look for her.
Well, yeah. I don't know. But do you know anything if she has a boy and a girl? Do you know? I thought there was a boy.
No, I don't know. Like I said, last night at 10 o'clock, I was just saying, let's get some. I got two requests for missing persons, possibly because I promoted Mark Gargas and you know, just sort of. They just randomly came by coincidence, but I thought that it might be interesting. But we will follow up on this, and I will definitely keep everybody posted if we find anything. And you know, maybe we can get you in touch with the family.
Yeah,
or
because
whatever.
I think she was just going to go out and about.
So we'll follow up with these two, and we'll try to help and hope that you know we can have some closure or be of service. Because and if you guys don't mind.
That's what I work with children God of bless the night
you.
And prehab. I work with runaway
God bless
teenagers.
You. God
yeah.
bless you.
Anyway.
And it's important. So we're going to wrap this up and be sure to find us at callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com. And also you can find our player on drdrew.com. You can find Rebecca Fearing at rebeccafearing.com. Make an appointment. Also Dancing with Ghosts shows. She's quite the star on that show. She has a Facebook Live. Follow her on Facebook. Rebecca Fearing on Facebook. Is that correct?
Yes.
And go ahead.
And we're live now on video, so it'll be a fun show. It's very interactive. So reach
out.
Yeah,
it is. And she's always taping something. She's always in the most random place. She's fun to watch. And sometimes the picture sideways like me, but I do that too. I finally learned how to unlock my phone.
You have to turn.
And Sloan, of course, God bless you. You can find her at SloanBella.com.
Correct.
And also you have, you know, do you take appointments?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, my life is about hiking. I'm sorry. Yeah. But I read every day. I'm 37 years, every single day I have clients, but you have to call ahead of time. I'm not.
Yeah, book in advance.
You have to.
She didn't get to go hiking. You didn't get to hear an example of her, how she works at Denver. She was on a previous podcast, our prediction show, which you guys should listen to. Also, she will be on the next couple of shows.
Oh, can I plug myself?
Yes, please.
In February, please everybody watch. I'm going to be on an episode of The Beverly Hills Housewives.
Yes.
I don't know the date yet, but you got to watch because some very interesting people showed up from beyond.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, very fun.
I love you on TV. You're so fun. I'm sorry you vomited on that below deck thing. But
oh,
you know.
God.
Is there anything else that you want to tell people? Like, do you have a cause or something that you want people to donate to?
Donate, yes.
I don't know.
To my bleach cause. Sorry. Sorry. It's so bloody expensive, right? I do have a cause, actually. I would say, of course, I'm a huge fan of Children of the Night, Dr. Lois Lee, who's got like I worked with her 30 years ago with the kids. This is my thing. But my favorite cause right now is Lori Burns, the Teen Project, and Freehab in the Valley, where she can put girls as they source out of foster care at 18 to age 30,
You
can put them in there. And her name is Lori Burns. It's Freehab or the Teen Shelter.
What does that mean? They live there for free?
Yeah, she has a 100-bed shelter, and my room that I decorate.
But they're not drug addicts or anything.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, she does it.
I want to know about that because I get a lot of emails about that for This Life podcast, which I also produce. And also go to drdrew.com, find all the Dr. Drew products that we have to offer. We have our new players for every show, and also check out, you know, Reasonable Doubt with Mark Gargos and Adam Carolla. Very popular show and funny and very interesting if you like the whole legal world. So thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants.